When China implemented its one-child policy in 1979, it marked a historic effort to control its population. Today, China lifted that policy, and families can now have two children without fines or punishment. Brianna Feldot explores the impact of this dramatic change in the world's most populous nation.
China introduced the measure to control a rapidly growing population. With 1.4 billion people, it's the world's most populous country. Reports of forced and coerced abortion made the policy controversial from the get-go. An estimated 400 million births were prevented or terminated. China's rapidly aging population is putting a huge burden on single children to care for grandparents and parents. By 2040, those over 65 will nearly double to 30% of the population. Shui Xiaoxia, a visiting journalist from China, says reactions depend on different factors.
It depends on different communities and different group of people. For some group of people, like young couples, they would definitely be delighted to see this is happening in China because they can have a second child. But for some other elder couples, they probably feel a little bit sad and then disappointed because they lost the chance to have the second child.
Aya Zhang, a Chinese student at USC, said the new policy finally recognizes an old reality.
No, I think people are so excited about it. No one's going to follow the one-child policy anymore. And in fact, not many people have followed it. You know, like my boyfriend's brother has four children, and the fifth one is coming out this year.
The question going forward is whether this will create a baby boom. This is Brianna Feldot for Annenberg Radio News.